Okay, so yesterday we had a machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Eichanan, that whether a woman that makes a neder from two loaves, and one is an inui and one is not an inui, can, since he's made for the inui, he can be made for the not inui. There is an interesting rush that threw in that the non inui is an inui but miktsas inui. He did throw that in. It's interesting because the Gemara doesn't seem to mention that as an option at all. When the Gemara compares it to Nazir and is Tumak Tzas Inui, the Rush seems to throw in that word, that the reason of Rabbi Yehuda in the first widest line in my Rush on the Amid Beis, the Rush uses the three, four words, Istbak Tzas Inui. The Kivan, the Nether Echadu. No, I made a mistake. I mistranslated the Rush. I take it back. It was my mistake yesterday. The Rush is not saying there's a tzas inoy on the Eina Mesana. He's saying since the neder has partial inoy, you can be made for the whole neder. It doesn't mean that the Eina Mesana is tzas inoy. No. He's not saying that. My mistake, I take it back. The Rush is saying since this neder has partial inoy, therefore you can be made for the whole neder. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said. There is no tzas inoy in the second bread. There's only inui in one bread. But since that same neder is on both breads, and part of that neder has inui, that's the true pshat in the Rush, not like I learned it yesterday. Therefore, you can be made for the whole neder according to Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Eichanan says, no, it's in the Amid Beis. Pei Beis, Amid Beis. The widest, first widest line by me. I don't know if you have the same print. The first four words, is miktsas inui. That's what I said. I missed. Because you made for the Misana, made for Shein the Misana. It's the last rush of the page. The Kivan, the Neder Echadu, the Izbek Tzatz Inui, and the Neder has Tzatz Inui. It was my misunderstanding yesterday. Toss Gummer.
Why did Rabbi say he made a mistake?
What?
Why did Rabbi say that?
Because I looked at it now, and I thought I was wrong yesterday.
No,
I'm smarter than I was yesterday a little bit.
You said that someone explained it not the way we did it. You see, this is the first time you're saying it now?
I said yesterday, I said the Rush. The first time I'm changing my mind now, correct. I didn't hop yesterday, shot in the Rush. Now I understand it.
Yesterday we were fighting over what's...
Again, you asked me why I was stupid yesterday. I don't know.
I wasn't
zeicher to understand shot in the Rush yesterday. And today, I daven birchas haTorah. Maybe the Rebbeinu Shlom endowed me with the ability to understand the Rush. What am I supposed to say? I didn't need mitzvada. Mucha mitzvada. I made a mistake yesterday. I'm not trying to figure out what you're trying to prove.
What I meant was maybe you saw someone...
No, I did not say it.
That's
no, okay, I'm sorry. I saw it myself this morning right now. Now, so we asked, the Rabbi Yechina said you can only be made for the Masana, not L'shein the Masana. So the Gemara asked the Kasha from a Nazir. A woman made a neder on the Zirus, and it says if the husband is made for, it's Mufar, completely. And if she's Matama L'mesim, she won't get Malkus. Now, the Gemara says not everything in the Zirus is Inui Nefesh. For instance, eating pits and peels. And yet, the Naziris is completely canceled. And the Brisa said she gets Malkus for being Matama L'mesim. Now, the Gemara did not use the case of Matama L'mesim when it wanted to say not everything is Inui, but the Gemara meant to refer to that. How do I know that? Where did I get that? So it's a Rush. The Rush says, in the Dibri Hamascho, where is it? Right. The Duma Miyayin, the Isla Tzara Hafrala. Right. In that piece of Rush, the Rush says, the first six words, by my anus of Fengus are boy, Maltumas Mace. Why doesn't she get Malchus for Tumas Mace? How can he cancel Tumas Mace? Because if it's not talking about Tumas Mace, maybe Shitaka doesn't get Malchus for eating pits and peels. The bride never said she gets Malchus for eating pits and peels.
Well, who says she ate pits and peels?
Exactly. So how can the Gemara ask a question from pits and peels? Like the Rush, the Gemara is only using pits and peels as an example of part of Naziris that's not Inui Nefesh. Really, the Gemara could have used Tumas Meis, and that's the part that we need. So it is interesting that the Gemara didn't bring Tumas Meis, but the Rush says it's referring to Tumas Meis. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Why shouldn't she get Malkus or Tumas Meis? That's not Inui Nefesh. It's a Raya to Rabbi Yehuda that you can be made for the part that's Ein Mizana together with the part that's Mizana. It's a question on Rabbi Eichelen and a proof to Rabbi Yehuda.
Why is Tumas Meis much clearer than the case of Pins and Peel?
I'm trying to figure out what you mean. Why did the Gemara bring Tumas Meis? Why did the Gemara bring Pins and Peel? That's what you're asking.
No, no, why is the Rush making a big thing out of it that really it means it's going on Tumas Meis?
Because that's what the Brisa said she gets Malkus for. We're asking from the Brisa. The Brisa never said she gets Malkus or Pits and Peels. Maybe she doesn't.
No, but the point is when he's made for, everything.
Again.
That's the point we're talking about.
I know, but Rabbi Eichelen said it only works for the Inu Nefesh part.
I know that.
So which part doesn't it work for?
The part that's not Inu Nefesh.
Which is?
There's two, either...
But what does the Brisa say she doesn't get Malkus for? What did the Brisa say?
The Brisa says because of the Peels.
No, the Brisa never said the word peels in my Brisa.
No. Well, I'm sorry.
I want to know, what did the Brisa say she doesn't get Malkus on?
Eating wine in contact with the dead.
Did the Brisa mention Pits and Peels?
No, sir.
You're asking a question from a Brisa. The Brisa didn't mention Pits and Peels. The Brisa said she doesn't get Malkus for Tumas Meis. That's what the Brisa said.
And wine.
The wine is Inui Nefesh.
Right.
So that's not a kasha. Because that he can be made for.
Right.
But the Tumas Meis part, can he be made for or not? Right. Rabbi Yechon would say not.
Right.
But the Brisa said she doesn't get Malkus.
Right.
So the kasha is from Tumas Meis. Pits and Peels is a muscle. Why the Gemara brings it in, I have no idea. But that wouldn't be a kasha. But I could tell you, Tumas Meis is Inui Nefesh, and Pits and Peels are not. The kasha is Tumas Meis. That's why the Rush has to point out Tumas Meis. Not me. It's the Rush. And for the Gemara, ein nazirus l'chatzon. The nazir can't be halfway. And therefore, since he has a right to be made for the wine part, it automatically everything else collapses because there's halach in the Torah, you can't be a half a nazir. Whereas by neder, there's two parts, one bread and another bread. They're not dependent on each other. And therefore, you can be made from one and not on the other. That's what the Gemara answered. Now, the Gemara gets sidetracked. The next few lines...
Rabbi, can I...
Yes, please.
I'm trying to understand when Rabbi Yosef says there's no halfway. It seems to be that if you say... I'm a Nazir or I'm a Naziris, everything is included and you can't parse that and pick and choose. It's not a buffet.
This is going to be discussed in Emirat Hashem in about 5 weeks from now. This will be on the table. That's exactly what the Gemara Nazir, towards the beginning, I don't remember the daf number, discusses. Can you parse Naziris? Rabbi Yosef is saying is there's no parsing of Naziris. A Nazir is
can
a
I
Nazir.
Just, tell me if the next. Let me just ask one simple question, and just tell me if it's just preliminary. If you don't say I'm a Nazir, but instead you say, I am forbidding. Here's my oath not to do X, Y, and Z, and X, Y, and Z exactly track the same prohibitions of a Nazir. Tumas Meis, grapes, and all the parts of the grape, wine, haircut, whatever it is it the same thing? Are you a Nazir? Can you then pick and choose?
I don't think so. No. Because you don't bring a carbon at the end. The Torah wrote a carbon for someone who's a Nazir. He has to say,
I know, but
he's not a Nazir.
But maybe that makes you a Nazir.
Meaning a person can ban himself in anything. I don't think, again, I might be proven wrong when we get to Masechtas Nazir. I don't know Nazir well enough to be able to make a definitive comment. But it's simply put, what makes the person a Nazir is the mention of the fact that he's becoming a Nazir.
Uh-huh.
But again, I might be wrong, I might be proven wrong. But that's what I think.
Okay. All right, thank you. There
may be an analogy which answers that question. which is compounding the keturis. There seems to be a halakhic differentiation between whether or not you compound the keturis with the intention of replicating the keturis, or whether you're just putting together a bunch of spices that smell good to you.
Again, Dr. Schwab, you should be michael me. You might be right, you might be wrong, but it has nothing to do with halakha of nazir. Even if it's true there, it has nothing to do with halakha of nazir. We'll leave it for nazir.
No, I'm just saying it's...
To clarify.
You know,
I
hear
what you're
saying.
It's true what you just said now anyway, but that's not the point, no.
Okay.
Now we're getting sidetracked. Because Rav Yosef could have worded it different. And he worded it one way, so we're trying to make an inference. Rav Yosef said you can't be a half a nazir. How about to be a nazir for half the time? He said you can't be a half a nazir. The implication, that's all he needed for our Gemara. But the implication is, you can't be a half a nazir, but you can be a nazir for half the time and have to bring a carbon for being a nazir for half the time. That's the implication. Because he could have worded it in a way that not you can't be a half a nazir, which is a nazir is l'chatzoyim. He could have said, I don't know how he would have worded it, honestly, but there could have been a wording that would have said there's no halves both in what a nazir is and in the amount of time that a nazir has to be.
Why would he do that for?
Because that's the halacha.
No.
That would be, again, please, let me finish. Because if he wants to make it clear that the Torah in nazir is insisting on completeness, there are two parts to the completeness, the halachas of a nazir and the time of a nazir. By stressing one, he infers that the other is not absolute. And that's not true. That's what the Gemara asks. He should have said it in a way that there are no halves in Naziris. Not that Naziris can't be halfway. There are no halves, period, in any part of the Naziris. He said, this Nazir can't be a half a Nazir. He did not infer that there are no halves totally in Naziris. In fact, the Gemara, are you trying to tell me that if a person is a nazir for 15 days, he would have to, like the muscle, you can't become a nazir for 15 days. A nazir is automatically for 30 days. But what if the husband is mefer after 15 days? Does she bring a carbon? Remember, the husband does not uproot. The husband cancels. So does she bring a carbon? You infer that she does. She was a total nazir for half the time. You said she can't be a half a nazir. But can she be a nazir? Does a nazir for half the time mean anything? It infers from you that there is room for that. That's not true. Elam Rabaya, let me just finish the next line. Elam Rabaya, a nazir is l'chatzon, ben karb l'chatzon. The wording of Rabbi Yisrael did not cover it, but in halacha, that's what it is. Dr. Rush. HaKarbon l'chati naziris ikab. Im nadra naziris v'hafrala l'sayim chamish asuyayim. She made a naziris, and he was made for after 15 days. It wouldn't make a business 15 or 20 or 25 or 29.
Or one.
HaKinami shetavi karbon tahara al-chati naziris b'shavar. She should bring a karbon now. And Nazir, and this is the Rush throws something in, and the reason he throws it in is because of the next Gemara. And that is, there are two kinds of sets of Korbanos for a Nazir. A regular Nazir, who proceeds through his Naziris without Tumah, brings a set of Korbanos at the end of his Naziris. Three animals, one for a Chatas, one for a Naila, and one for a Tzvamim. That's the Halacha. A regular Nazir, at the end of his Naziris, brings three animals as korbanos. Chatas, Ayla, Shlamim. That's what a regular Nazir brings. If the Nazir becomes Tameh in the middle, Tameh Mace, it cancels his previous Naziris. We're going to be learning all about that in Mirch Hashem. And he has to start again fresh. But first he has to get Tahar from Mace. And he has to take a haircut, a whole story. And he has to bring three korbanos from Tumah. And that is an asham, which is an animal, and two birds, Eilezaiv and Chatezaiv. He has three karbanos. Again, it's three karbanos, but it's a different three karbanos. It's a Hashem Behema, Chatasayv, Eilasayv, two birds, if he's Tomei. Then, at the end of his Tara Naziris, he brings the regular three, which is Eila, Chatas, Eila, Shlomim, three animals. This is the halacha by Nazir. There's a set of karbanos for Naziris Tara, there's a set of karbanos for Naziris Tuma. And when it says over here that she would bring a carbon for half a Naziris, Zakdarash, what carbon would there be on half a Naziris? The same carbonus that a Nazir would bring. So the Rosh explains it. That Shatavi carbon Tara Chati Naziris Avar. Ay, Imnitmas Kaidam Afara. Let's say she became Tumei and it was made for her in the middle of her days of her Tumma, or at the end of her days of her Tumma, Shatavi carbon Tumma, that she would bring the carbon of a Nazir Tumei. Because that's what she is now, and she was a Nazir, and it got canceled in the middle, so now she brings the kabbalas of a Nazir. That's what Rabbi Yosef seems to imply. The Hachi Mashmu Lishnah Rabbi Yosef. Mizikamah ain't Naziris, Likamah ain't carbon l'chatzon. He didn't throw in that there's no carbon for half either. He should have thrown that in. And the answer is that ain't a chinami. That's what he meant, and that's what it's supposed to be saying, that there's no halves in Naziris at all.
Those who have that Seder, Yehuda says, speaks few words. We're talking about here, just not through time, we're talking about the Naziris itself. And it's just, that's what I would have said is the answer. Just get to the point. Don't start telling me all the shots right here.
I mean, you don't want to give the wrong inferences. I know you had the Seder and you had the Tzach Hadash Bachav, and I'm sure you had a lot of Torah to say on it.
My
Torah
I'm
glad.
I wasn't allowed to say much.
Okay, good. But the bottom line is, the Tzach Hadash Bachav does not infer anything wrong. This is inferring a halacha that's not true. It is. I'm a Roam speak. Their inferences are fact. It's not like they ignore and they just say part. Usually, they speak that you can't make a wrong inference out of their words. And Abai is bothered that Rav Yosef's words leave room for a wrong inference. That's all. You're right. The way we speak today, we would make no inferences of what we say.
No. If you said yes, it could be no.
Mashenka, in those days, the Amira said it as clear that you could have no room for a wrong inference. And if it was a wrong inference, Abaye was bothered by it. So Abaye said the correct wording should be the following.
You say that there's been kabbalas at the beginning of the Naziris?
No.
There's two different kabbalas.
Again. No. I didn't say that. I said every Nazir, at the end of their Naziris, has to bring three kabbalas of a Naziris Tara. Some end up bringing two sets of kabbalas because they became Tamei and Meru. So they have to bring Kabbalah's Tumah, then start the Naziris Tara all over again, and then bring the Naziris Tara at the end.
So, if that case happened in the middle of the Tumah, what happened if the Chachamim came and they did it?
Then there was no Naziris to begin with. Then she wouldn't bring a carbon even if she didn't bring the Tumah.
So, if she did bring a carbon, then they were Matur halfway.
Then again, you live in the present.
Yeah.
Titus asked your Kasha. You live in the present. You don't live in the past. In the future. Another is another. She's matured after she brings the Kabbalah's Tumah. So now she didn't have to bring Kabbalah's Tumah retroactively. Doesn't work that way. Because I explained this once, and it's a difficult concept, but I'll say it one more time. The way Zachranim asked your Kasha. Taisus asked her Kasha. They all asked her Kasha. And the way that Zachranim explained the answer is, from now and on, we consider it like you never were an Nazir. From now and on, there are no implications or ramifications of your Naziris. But till now, you were a Nazir. But from now on, we act as if you were never an Nazir. But what you did till now, you won't get Malkus. You were either a guy with Ivers Naziris. He's supposed to get Malkus. He runs to Bezin. He removes his Naziris. He won't get malchus. Because now we don't make believe. We say, you were never an usher. But let's say he didn't matter his naziris. Bethan takes him in and gives malchus. Well, how can you give him malchus? He can go be matter. But he was a matter. When he's matter, we from now on consider it like he never was an usher. But we don't regret the past.
That's by
Nedir,
not by Nedir.
Yes, it is. By what case?
And she makes her Nedir, and then she's over, and then...
she's mounted a Nedir, we won't give her Malchus. 100% true.
You can't make her after she does.
Not make her, mater. That's the difference in Hafara and Hatara. Rabbi Freund asked Hatara. Didn't ask Hafara.
Well, what gave Rebbe the rishus to say that Rebbe can do it? Hetzer, maybe
it's a bechira chashus. Yes.
So maybe it means the Mafreya, and we can look at it like it's nothing.
That means she brought Chulun Lazara. That means that we gave the guy Malchus for violating his neder, and then he was martyred afterwards. We gave him Malchus for nothing. We hit him. He had no right to get Malchus. He asked me, how do I know my fact? Because we shouldn't him say that. That's how I do it. But if not, you got big problems. How can you ever give a guy Malchus for an editor? He'll be martyred afterwards. It's over. It never happened. How can a woman bring a carbon? How can anybody bring a carbon for the Tiras Tumah? He might be martyred a week from now, and he won't have to bring an Azir Tameh. He just canceled a lot of halachas. That's the kasha that they all deal with. And they come up, the lumdish way of saying it is, Mikan l'haba l'mefreya. From on, from here, we view it as if you never were. All the Achrayim say this, Reb Shimon, Reb Baruch Ba, I don't know what it is, they all say this.
Sure. Try to say that to a gift to one spoke to a college about something. Try to tell them.
I don't think there's any problem in understanding this. So now we're going to get involved in Krabbalas. We sidetracked. We talked about Krabbalas. So now Krabbalas are on the table. Mesvei. We had a kasha. Isha Shinaja Benazir, a woman that became an Azir. The Frisha Behemta, she separated her animal from the carbon. No, but she's on day 24, and she decided to get ready, and she separated an animal. Now it's talking about an Azir Tamei because of the choice of Kabbalah. Mevi'ah Chatas Ayiv, Ve'in the Mevi'ah Eilas Ayiv. She doesn't bring the Asham. You heard me. Mefer. Exactly. She brings the Chatas, even though she never finished her Naziris. It was Mefer in the middle of the Naziris. She was an Azir Tamei, in the Zira Tamei. She was a woman that was Tavbehe. Right? But she still brings the Chatas Ayiv.
Who says she's Tamei?
Because of the choice of Kabbalah. There wouldn't be a Chatas Ayiv if she wasn't Tamei. I started off by mentioning the three Kabbalahs of Naziris Tara and the three Kabbalahs of Naziris Tumah so I can show you that we're talking about an Azir Tamei. And that's why the Rush brought that in also. Why did the Rush start talking about which Kabbalahs is Azir Tamei? Because he knows the Gemara is going to bring it in. So Mevi'ah Chatas Ayiv, Ve'ena Mevi'ah Eldas Ayiv. She brings one of the three Korbanas. Now, V'yamret, if you're going to say in Korban L'chatsi Naziris, am I Mevi'ah Chatas Ayiv? So why is she bringing any Korban? And the Gemara responds right away, V'elamai, yes, Korban L'chatsi Naziris? Sholosh Behemoth Boi L'asuyei. Then at the end of her Tara, she would have to bring three Korbanas, Chatas Ayiv L'shlamim. Meaning, why Chatas Ayiv? Marusha. If she brings Kabbalahs, then she's got a whole list of Kabbalahs. Her Tumah, her Tara. And if you go that she doesn't bring Kabbalahs, then she shouldn't bring anything. So this Bryce's stump doesn't make any sense. Don't ask a question that we see you bring a carbon for half a Naziris, for half a time. Because if you bring a carbon for half the time, so any woman that gets canceled in the middle should be bringing all the Kabbalahs. And she doesn't. She only brings one, Chatas Ayiv. The only one she brings. Zog de Gemara, Elali Eilam, Ein chat karben lechatzin nezirus. There is no karben lechatzin nezirus. The chatas the oif. The matzia mishum the chatas oif al hasafik. Chatas oif is one of the two karbanas, but that you bring even on safik. Usually, karbanas are brought if you know. A guy does an aveira and he knows he did an aveira, he brings a chatas. There are, there's one carbon, there's really another one, but I'm not going to get involved with it unless the rush brings it in. There's one carbon that if you don't know, you still bring it. A woman gave birth, and nobody knows whether it was a she miscarried. And nobody knows whether she miscarried an air sac or a viable or a non-viable baby, but it was a baby. Nobody knows. The baby, the sac, the fetal sac got lost. We have no idea what was in it. Now, a woman that gives birth to a sac that has a baby has to bring a karbanas. She has to bring a chatasayv and an ilasayv. That's the part that in next week's parsha, Parsha Sazria. Woman that gives birth to an air sac doesn't bring any karbanas. So what does a woman that doesn't know do? She can't eat kachim till she brings her karbanas. She can't bring her karbanas. She doesn't know if she's allowed to. The Torah says that she can bring a chatas ha'if even though she doesn't know. It's a special halacha by chatas ha'if only. Therefore, the Torah told us chatas ha'if is a category by itself. You don't need a real chiv. So really, the woman is not chayv in any karbanas. The husband canceled it. She never finished her nazirus. There's no nazirus, no karbanas for half the time. But since there's one of those karbanas that can be brought without having to be mechuyev, so we say that karban she should bring because she does need a kapara. The bottom line is she was a nazira, which we don't like, and she became tameh, which we don't like. But he canceled it, so there's no chiyuv karbanas. But there's one carbon that you don't need a real chiyuv, and that's chatas ha'if, and I can prove it to you. We let you bring it when you don't know your chayuv. It's a raya that chatas ha'if is a different kind of carbon. Therefore, this Brisa says, it's a Mishnah, she brings a chatas ha'if, and she doesn't bring anything else. So it doesn't prove that there's a carbon for partner Ziris. There is no carbon for partner Ziris. But there is a carbon for chatas ha'if, because that's a different category of carbon. She became tameh. The nazir tameh may be asham, chatasayv, vaylasayv. Kaidim she yatzchul in this nazir etara before she starts again from day one. The via chatasayv kedin nazir tameh. Tema, amai nokat befrisha behemta. Why does it mention the fact that she separated her animal? It doesn't make a difference. Number one, and if you did mention it, why don't we talk about what happens to this animal? Is this animal hegdish? Is this animal not hegdish? What do you do with it? So if you're bringing in animal, finish and talk about the animal. And you don't need the animal for this case, so why are you mentioning it at all? So the Rashi Bible's fair. So the Gemara responds the Jewish way. A question is answered with another question. Elamai, yes, karben achatzi naziris, give up aibas boi lasuya. Imloi nitmas, if she wouldn't have become tamik, he didn't nazir tarsh, and maybe chatzis are lushlomen. Bahachash nitmas, tavi kol kabonis tuma. She should bring all three, which is a asham, chatzis aiv, and aiv. The answer is, chatzis aiv, masim shim chatzis boah suffik. Bioletis shepila, a woman that gave birth, and she miscarried. Veini yadas mai pila. Im nefeli pila b'chayevus carbon. Was there a baby in here and she's chayev carbon? Oy ruach pila was an air sac. Uptura. Mevia chatas aiv misafik lakshiru b'kachim. She brings a chatas aiv to make her allow her to eat kachim. Veini necheles, but it can't be eaten. It's a special halacha. Ubenazir maishalo mikroi. The Gemara learns it out in Pastukim. They don't need much of a reason to make this woman bring a chatas ha'if, l'chatzi naziris. By the way, this woman does need a kapara. The bottom line is, being a nazir is a sin, especially if you can't finish it. You can't finish the naziris. It's a sin. That's why it's explained in Masechtas Nazir. So basically the Gemara's answer is, there is no carbon for half the time. Katas life is an exception, because it's the kind of carbon that can be brought with lesser obligation. I'm not going to help you.
No.
I know what you want to ask. I'm not going to help you.
No. What I'm saying is, korbanos are brought for suffix. Ashim talui.
That's what you wanted to ask. Ashim talui. I wasn't going to help you. Yes, because ashim talui is different than chatas life. It's all derived from sukkim. See Masechtas Nazir. In Meretz Yisrael, we will see Masechtas Nazir, and we will get all that information for ourselves.
So she is chayim because she was. She's chayim chatas because she was zero.
She's chayim chatas because she sinned by becoming a zero. But it's really, but again, she doesn't really have to bring karbanos. The rabbanon said that chatas life should be brought because it's the kind of carbon that doesn't need a strong obligation. And the proof is, because no other carbon can be brought when you don't know. And this can be brought when you don't know.
Can you bring a shlomim?
Shlomim is a neder and a dava. It's not an obligation. If she can bring a shlomim all she wants. She doesn't have to be in the zero to bring a shlomim.
So, if she wants to bring that, the only problem is
the ones that, that you can bring is a nadava. She can bring an ayla. She can bring a shlomim.
What if we...
There's three for the tuma. There's three for the akara. There's chatas, ayla, shlomim for akara. She can bring two of the three if she wants to. She doesn't have to.
She can't bring the
two. She can't bring the chatas. And a tuma has to bring an asham, chatas, ayla, and ayla, sayf. She can't bring the asham. She wants to bring an ayla, gzuntahit. The only one that she can bring, she has to bring, is a chatas, ayla. And by the way, I'll take a minute to explain it to you. Asham tolui. Cannot, it's a carbon made if you don't know you did a sin. Hold a second. You asked the question.
Oh.
Right. But asham tolui is brought, and if you find out you sinned, you bring a chatas. It's a different carbon made specifically for a person in doubt. Chatas ayiv is the same carbon she would bring if she gave birth or if she doesn't know if she gave birth. No other carbon had the same carbon for Vadai and Safik. The same Chatas Ayiv. If she gave birth, she brings the Chatas Ayiv. She doesn't know what she gave birth to, she brings the Chatas Ayiv. Okay, Dr. Gemara, right.
And the Zira kept the same law.
Exactly. But here...
Is fully a Zira or not?
Well, that's special here. It's a big Kiddush here. Because the bottom line is he canceled it. She has no obligation of korbanos, except for chatas ayiv. Because since chatas ayiv has different rules, we say this one can bring one also. Because it's another time it brings the chatas ayiv.
What would
Rebbe
say she brings two out of three? What would that
be?
She brings two out of three.
No, Rabbi Freund asked the question. Ayla and Shlomim can be brought as a neder and a dava. So why can't every woman that had her neder canceled bring an ayla and a shlomim? Who's going to stop her? And the answer is nobody's going to stop her. You want to, bring it. You're not obligated. What?
You don't bring the chatas.
You can't bring a chatas. You don't have to bring an ayla and shlomim.
Right.
If you want to bring it, you can bring an ayla and shlomim any day of the week. That's what I answered him. Dr. Gemara by Teisvei. Similar question. Isha Shinajib and Nazib and Nitmas. The same thing we said before, similar brisa. But the question is going to be different. But if you're going to tell me that, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you can only be made for parts of Inui, so then why isn't she still in the zero for the rest? The same question we asked before. It's a repeat of the question we asked before. He was made for Naziris, but he's only made for the wine part. So Dilma Miyayin Dis Letzara Hafrla, Mitumis Meis Deles Letzara Loi Hafrla. From Tumis Meis, he wasn't made for her. So why, right? Now the Gemara could have answered, And the Rashi is going to want to know why. Ein nazir is l'chatzon. We answered this already. You're asking the same question. But the Gemara here is going to give a different answer, and the Rashi will speak out why the Gemara did it. And for the Gemara, you made a mistake. Amri. Tumas meis nami yis l'tzara. Not being able to be matam matameis is painful for a woman. Why? The chsiv. V'achai yitein alibay. A person is alive who goes to a funeral and he's there and he's metamed to the mace, is yitein alibay. He gets it. He gets what life is about. V'tanya, ha'yremei reimer, ma'y dechsiv v'achai yitein alibay. The yasbid yisbeduk. If a person is engaged in eulogy for others, he will be eulogized. Now, that doesn't mean everybody has to get and say a eulogy. It will still be by the first Leviathan that ever happened. It means that a person who is involved in Tumas Mason gets it will be treated that way. The Yifkun Yifkule, one who cries over a mace, will be on a madrega that people will cry for him. And the Yikra, one who's involved in Kvura, Yakbarune. It's helpful, healthy, for the woman to be able to go be matam alameis. And it's a inui nefesh not to be able. So the Gemara's answer is, you know what? Maybe he can't only part of the Naziris. But Tumas Meis is inui nefesh. And therefore, that says that you bring a carbon for Tumas Meis. He can be made for Tumas Meis because it's inui nefesh. That's the Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh Hashanah is, why did we give the answer before here? Because that's the true answer. Hey, Naziris l'chatzon. The Gemara is avoiding the answer here.
Why isn't this the true answer?
Because if Ein Naziris l'chatzon, you don't need this answer. How about pits and peels? According to this answer, she can't eat pits and peels because that's not eating nefesh. According to the first answer, the whole thing is gone.
I'm surprised they didn't bring Toh Lele from Mesa.
You'll have to send them a letter.
That one would really like.
I think Vachai, by the way, I think it's the same pasuk. I think so. I have it on the side. This is the way the pasuk goes. Taiv lelechas abeisav umelechas abeisav ishta, vashu saif kol adam. Vachai yitin only by. It's the same pasuk. But I think the Gemara feels that that's stronger. That's the reason it's tribal lechos abeisavu, milechos abeisamishta. Because vacha yitin alibay. This is the end of all. I'm out here to give Musaf, not learning Musaf Sharam now. But that's what happens. Person goes to a funeral, he should understand. This is where all it ends. It doesn't end, we go to Ayla Mabah, but it ends in this world. Right? The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, person shouldn't worry about what's going to happen tomorrow. He don't know if he's going to be here tomorrow. Life stays in the Gemara. Doesn't know. You know, the literature of the Siddim say the same thing, but they say it differently. I heard it from Matisyahu, the literature way, that people think there's a Chevra Shas, that learn Shas, a Chevra Mishnayas. And there's a chevra, people that die. You have to belong to the group. There's people that learn Shas, there are people that learn Mishnayos, there are people that learn Chumash, and there are people that die. It's a group, right? In the Chassidim, they say that the Malchamavos came to the Rabbi Nishloilim and said, it's not fair to me that people are going to blame me for everybody that dies. So the Rabbi Nishloilim told, I'll tell you, don't worry about it. They'll always have a reason why that person died, and it doesn't apply to them. He had a heart condition, and he didn't take care of himself. He didn't do exercise. He was overweight. Everybody will always have a reason why that other person died. The same Yisayid, but just said differently by Chassidim and by Literature. It's the same Yisayid. That people think that dying is a choice in life. Unfortunately, I mean, a person can commit suicide, but unfortunately, it's Vachai Yitin Alibay. And here, I'm sorry for giving Musar. I don't like to give Musar, especially not in the Gemara time. Dr. Rush. The bottom rush on the Amud Aleph. Maybe a chata saiba sabak in the precious. Mashma that is irresponsible from a terrorist of Tommy Mason. But he's trying to be nitmas v'akka chavrala. Says clearly, she became Tommy that he was made for it. And the chiddush is that she still brings the chata saiba. V'yam, but made for the Mishana. Betumas Meis, the less Litzara Lahavra, or the Asura, Agam Lahakra Fora, Litzumas, she should be Asur. Fresh the rush. Be Kasha. Am I a Mishani, a Naziris Lachatzorim, because the machine is well? Why don't we give the previous answer? That there's no half in Naziris. What are we looking for a new answer for? The shit. I'm sorry, I'm enticed. Take it back. Let's go to the rush. He says it differently. I do this all the time. Betumas Meis, the less Litzara Lahavra, by my Matzara Lahavra Lamesim. You can't answer the first rush on the Amid Beis. Betumis Meis, the less Litzara Lahavra, by my Matzara Lahavra Lamesim. That's the Gemara's kasha. Dr. Rush, what's happened to the previous answer? Dr. Rush, now the Rush is saying now a Kiddush. The first Rush on the page on the Amud Beis. What? What? The top Rush, where does it start? You have it on Amid Beis Aleph?
Yeah.
I have it on Amid Beis. See, this is what happens when we have different prints. No. It starts with Tumas Meis, the less Lotara. What? I don't know. The Gemara is on the Amid Beis. Why is the Rush on the Amid Aleph and Arch Kol? Okay. So, but it's on the Amid Beis on top of my Gemara. Metumas Meis, the last Litzara Lahafala. You don't have it at all? They say it's the last one on Amud Aleph. Metumas Meis, the last Litzara Lahafala.
You have
to have it. Yeah, right.
Okay. I got it. Metumas Meis, the last Litzara Lahafala. Vamai Mutares Litamila Mason. Frek the Rush, what happened to the previous answer? So I'm going to speak out his answer outside before we do it inside. Because there is a Naziris that's allowed to be Mutamila Mason. There's a special Naziris that cannot drink wine, cannot eat piss and peels, cannot take haircuts, but is Matam Elameis. And that is called Naziris Shimshon. Shimshon HaGibor, whoever you want to call him, was able to be Matam Elameis. It's a whole Sugya Masechtas Nazir. So Tumas Meis, not necessarily you say a Naziris Lachatzoin when it comes to Tumas Meis. Piss and peels, there is no ham. Tumas Meis, there might be Naziris without Tumas Meis. Therefore, the Gemara would rather say the answer that Tumas Meis is also Tzar. It shouldn't. You shouldn't get involved and say, well, maybe you could have a half of Naziris without Tumas Meis. The Raya is Naziris Shimshon. Now, in truth, you can't, because Naziris Shimshon is an exception. But in order to avoid that, we give a different answer. Zok Darash. Ve'leishaya chocha l'shanas ein naziris l'chatzoyen. The davki gabi chartzim v'zug. By pits and peels, he epshur naziris v'loi chartzim. Ava epshur naziris b'loi isur tumma b'nazir shemshim. So therefore we went with this answer, not with the previous answer. Because if you're going to get involved, then it's, you could cut tumma out of naziris and be a nazir for part, not for the other part. Now, Frank the Rush, if that's true, so why before didn't we give that answer? We were asking him in Tuma. That was where the question was from. Piss and Peels was brought in. The real question was for Tuma. We should have given that answer there. Dr. Rush, but Tema, I have a question. I might live probably Bryce at Lel. We could have had you the time of Mason Al Shuffalo. We could have asked him the previous Bryce. We gave an answer, but now you're telling me it's not true. So why didn't you ask him there? So the Rush bribes Sarachian. That the Gemara didn't. The Gemara explains why the Gemara liked this answer better, but it doesn't explain why the Gemara didn't bring the previous Brisa. There we got away with a Naziris Lachatzoyin, and we didn't ask him Naziris Shimshon. even though it's talking about Tumas Meid. And here, all of a sudden, we don't want to do it. But I'm sorry.
I have a question.
Yes.
I remember those two answers on why Shem should not become Tumas when he was...
Again, you know what? There's a Gemara in Mesechtas Nazir, I believe it's like Dalet Amud Beis, that discusses Nazir Shimshon in its entirety. And therefore, why am I going to sit here and speculate about what the Gemara is going to say, based on my memory from years ago, when I can wait, in Meretz Hashem, like 5-6 weeks, and we'll be there, before Shavuot.
Should I bring Samson's Struggle?
I think it's mandatory to everybody read it, but that's besides the point. I said that in Saita. Because when we read the Parsha of Shimshon, we are clueless. So Rabbi Gershon Weizach wrote a book when he was a young man to explain the story of Shimshon. I think it's a real read, but it's a safer. It's not a book, not a story book. Yes, Samson's Struggle, but that's not the point here. We don't even have to deal with Samson's struggles there. Because the Gemara is not going into the story of Shimshon. It did that in Saita. Here, the Gemara is just going to deal with the halachic aspect of Nazir Shimshon. That's what the Rosh says. Fine. We'll continue tomorrow. Everybody should have a wonderful day.